Most of us admit that the education school systems are far from being perfect. Solutions to those imperfections range from discussions with school administrators to choosing homeschooling. My next guest takes things, well, a bit more proactive, shall we say, rather than just tapping the education system on the shoulder and saying, excuse me. He calls for grabbing it by the shoulders and shaking it and maybe even waking it up to some degree. He presents his ideas in his book, The Student Resistance Handbook. He's also the director of the award-winning documentary, The War on Kids, Kevin Solling. Good morning, Kevin.
Great. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on your show.
And let me give you a couple of websites. Of course, we have them over at our page, but it's studentresistance.com for Kevin's book and for his documentary, The War on Kids. You got it, the obvious, theworonkids.com. And well, let's get a parameter of what you wrote about in the Student Resistance Handbook before we get into it. Are you looking for, again, like I said in the introduction, something to shake up the system and make the system aware of their wrongdoings, or are you looking for anarchy where the inmates are running the asylum?
Well, it's not about running the asylum. It's about taking, you know, it's about abolishing the asylum. I think there's been a corrupt common perception that schools are a public good, and while education is definitely a public good and the common good, schools are not education, and schools are fundamentally destructive. And I think that's something that people need to appreciate and understand is the grave harm that's done by school, the way it turns people away from learning, the way it hurts the poor, and the way it's completely ineffective at whatever mission people seem to ascribe because it doesn't have any explicitly stated mission. So the purpose of the book is to give a population that is fundamentally held powerless and is extremely harmed by this institution some sense of power where they can fight back and work to disrupt and ultimately affect and operations so that's, you know, that they grind to a halt and target all the individuals nonviolently who work and support the institution to make any kind of support of the institution fundamentally toxic.
And certainly not, you know, as people are hearing again and they see the title of your book, The Student Resistance Handbook, this is more actions of civil disobedience, not of violence or damaging in any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely correct. These are all legal tactics that students, the book is for students, The War on Kids is for all ages to appreciate you know, what takes place in schools and why they're so destructive. But this handbook is geared for kids who are subjected to schools and gives them tactics that are civil disobedient, nonviolent, certainly legal approaches that they can take to appreciate some sense of power that they're currently deprived of.
We're talking with Kevin Solling, his book, The Student Resistance Handbook. He is also the director of the award-winning documentary, The War on Kids, studentresistance.com for the book, thewaronkids.com for the documentary. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So what's one of the situations that you write about with the Student Resistance Handbook? And this isn't unheard of, even in New Jersey, because we had a change in how the mandated testing was taking place as opposed to the pen on the paper. It was a computer internet, and there were some students who organized walkouts on testing days. Is that something along the lines of what you like to see happen?
Absolutely not, no. Not that I don't support and appreciate those kinds of activities, but they're misdirected. It would basically be like a slave population complaining that they're getting beaten too often. It does nothing to address the fundamental system itself of you know, this unjust, corrupt system is unfazed by, you know, those kinds of approaches. And in fact, they reinforce the system because they just ask for, you know, some kind of corrective measure, and they don't address the fundamental problem, which is the schooling system, which is this autocracy that deprives kids of all autonomy, of all rights, of all, you know, of an education. So no, it's you know, any kind of resistance needs to actually fundamentally target the school itself and all those who support it, not, you know, trivial components of the curriculum or trivial components of you know, of something, how they're treated, something they're, you know, subjected to.
Is a reaction to the situation or the environment of the education system as simple as not participating in elements of it?
Potentially, if it's done with the broader goal that acknowledges and recognizes that this is, you know, an unjust environment that needs to be taken down. Those things, you know, can certainly build upon themselves. The book provides kids with tactics to make the whole environment uncomfortable at all times. For all of the participants, you know, for all of the people who have, you know, for teachers, for administrators, for any organization that supports schools, that provides services to schools, to make it so that they want nothing to do with schools.
Obviously, I don't want to tip the hand because it's certainly something of interest and curiosity what you write about with the Student Resistance Handbook. But what is one of those actions that a student can take, and is it something that the student does with full knowledge that they'll be ID'd, or is this something that's better off done anonymously?
Well, everything is better off done anonymously, and I recommend that, and I also, you know, tell kids to go with open eyes. I mean, one has to appreciate that school is a fascist environment, so things that are completely not criminal activity outside of the school environment can be treated as a criminal action in school. I mean, you have in Colorado, in Adams County, you have an 11-year-old who was arrested for being rude to the assistant principal. A 12-year-old in Indiana was handcuffed and arrested for spilling milk in the cafeteria. In Virginia, you have a kid who was arrested for spitballs. So you have to realize that things that are not, you know, that are fundamentally not criminal, that somehow kids can be arrested for. It's absolutely insane, but that is, you know, what takes place in you know, a fascist environment. So things that the kids can do is, and again, so everything should be anonymous because, you know, even things that are fundamentally legal, like I said, are not legal. But one is something, you know, first starting out with is expressing dissent, and there's all sorts of ways that kids can express dissent publicly through anonymously handing out flyers, leaving them in people's mailboxes, kiosks, you know. They can write letters, but the point with expressing dissent is that property values are dependent on the illusion of good schools. So this actually does, you know, generate some kind of response. People don't like to hear that their schools are bad, not because of how they care how their kids are treated fundamentally, but because of the potential effect on you know, economically. Students are under surveillance at all times. They should be recording everything and posting on YouTube and, you know, that takes place in school, and they can do that anonymously. There's ways to incite controversy. If their school doesn't have teach intelligent design, they can try to bring in groups that do teach it. If they do teach intelligent design, they can bring in, you know, groups that are opposed to that kind of thing. It doesn't matter. It's not about the politics. It's about the that there's always about the controversy they can create. There's overloading the system. Anytime students demand to be treated like an individual, the system, you know, just can't function that way. It's not designed that way. So if there are religious accommodations, anti-bullying laws, Americans with Disabilities Act, there's all sorts of things. And then there's, you know, targeting the support services. There are reviews that you can post. There are complaints you can file with regulatory boards. Everything should be factual and everything should be documented. You know, who makes the uncomfortable chairs in your school? You can, you know, write up reviews. All these things, you know, really hit these groups in the pocketbook potentially, you know, for when they do business with other entities. So, you know, and all those things can be done, you know, anonymously. So those are just some examples of some kinds of things that kids can do.
Wrapping up our time with Kevin Soling. He's the author of the Student Resistance Handbook, director of the award-winning documentary The War on Kids, studentresistance.com, thewaronkids.com, here on Issues and Ideas. And you're up front, too, about another element of this whole idea that you present with the Student Resistance Handbook, that actions come with consequences, and a student who does what they do, if they follow, albeit legally, there will be repercussions in some cases, in many cases, for the actions that they do, and it's just something that you have to accept as part of being true to a cause, I guess one would say.
Exactly. And I try to be as careful to make students aware of that, that if they do participate, that is a potential, you know, these are potential consequences, that there is no, you know, justice or law behind it. But what prevails is this appreciation of liberty, that liberty is the highest cause and value. And if there's anything that should be taught or should come out of the schooling system, it is, you know, an appreciation for liberty. And that is something that, that people are deprived of, and they're taught not to value on a personal level. They might be taught abstractly to appreciate it, which is a kind of Orwellian hypocrisy. But it's, you know, that's sort of the fundamental mission, that this is the most important thing that they could be learning in school.
Now, if you're listening, I've got a feeling you might be thinking, without reading Kevin's book, The Student Resistance Handbook, that he's taking things to an extreme level in a situation. But when you look at the foundation of what most people who agree that the school system and the education system is indeed not perfect, then in many instances is in fact broken, that the root foundation of what you believe and what Kevin believes is pretty much the same, that we want to see the situation made better so the education of our children is made more fair, equitable, stronger, and more positive and productive. How we get to that point, that's where we might differ, but the idea is an exchange of ideas. One can educate the other, inspire the other, and guide the other, and that's one of what you can take away from, one idea you can take away from Kevin's book with the Student Resistance Handbook, and spend a little time with his documentary as well. You can get an idea of what that's all about on the website for the War on Kids, thewaronkids.com, Student Resistance Handbook website, studentresistance.com. Kevin, you make people think with what you write. That's an important thing to do. Whether or not they agree, that's up to the individual. And thanks for being here this morning.
Great. Thank you. And thank you again for having me.